give an injury report today, so there won't be an official injury report, but we held Tony out. This was a Falcons on Falcons day, so he did not participate in practice. Okay.
Malachi coming, is he? I know.
Yeah, we anticipate Malachi will be a participant in practice tomorrow, so he's, barring any setbacks, I think he'll be ready to go as the week progresses.
As the season gets longer, any sign of wearing down from your rookie corners at all? You think they're still into it, physical, mentally?
Oh, absolutely. We've talked about the rookie wall for quite a bit, you know, telling guys that they've got to get rest, got to make sure that they hydrate. You know, it's both physically and mentally wearing on a first-year player, especially first-year players that have had the number of snaps that Desmond's had and Robert. But we've got two linebackers that have had a lot of snaps as well. So they're aware of it, and, you know, we try to make sure they get as much rest as they can.
You promoted one of your guys from the practice squad.
Yes, Taron Jones. We, you know, we recalibrated our roster today with an offensive tackle in Taron Jones.
You want to kind of get a look at him?
Taron's a guy that's worked. He's one of those guys that we feel like has worked hard and deserves an opportunity to, you know, get out there and compete on the 53-man roster. He's been out there competing, but now he's on the 53-man roster.
Let me go back to what you were saying about, you know, your linebackers and Orlow and Jaku. Talk about their progress. I mean, obviously, you know, you've kept them out there, so you feel comfortable with what they've done this year.
We do feel very comfortable with what they've accomplished and what they've done. Paul has been a tackling machine, playing multiple positions throughout the season. Joplo is now, that Spoon is back, is now just playing in our base package, but we feel that those two guys give us the best chance to win. They're doing a good job. They've grasped the scheme, and I think they've got a bright future in front of them.
Is it still hard for you to, I mean, I guess not to imagine, but, you know, still believe that they were undrafted guys?
Nothing surprises me when you start talking about college free agents. Every year there's a number of them that make teams, and then all of a sudden they get an opportunity to go out there and play, and they play. And sometimes they play extremely well, and I think these guys have done a nice job.
Any example from your past of a guy that you...
Well, Bart Scott was one. He was a college free agent that ended up because of injuries in Baltimore, that had to start as our dime linebacker the very first game of the season. Will Demps was another college free agent that played free safety. We had a defensive tackle from Utah. His name escapes me right now. So we've had we've had it happen a number of times. It happens. There's good players at all levels, and these guys, come from different levels and have had the opportunity. They made the most of it.